Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we empathize with the feelings portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrine 152, penned by Alamberi Satanar. Set in the coastal regions of the Nadal landscape, the verse speaks in the anguished voice of a man relating his pained state as the confidant listens nearby. மடலே காமம் தந்தது அலரே மிடைப்பூ எருக்கின் அலர் தந்தன்றே இலங்கு கதிர் மழுங்கி எல் விசும்பு படர புலம்பு தந்தன்றே புகன்று செய் மண்டிலம் எல்லாம் தந்ததன் தலையும் பையன வடந்தை துவலை தூவ குடும்பை பெடைப்புணர் அன்றில் உயங்கு குரல் அழையி கங்குளும் கையறவு தந்தன்று யாங்கு ஆகுவென் கொள் அழியன் யானே. A little gem of a poem that opens with Madale in reference to Madaleridal, a Sangam era ritual that involves a man riding a palm horse and making his unrequited love public. The word alar is used in two different meanings within this verse. One meaning gossip and the other a flower, as in erikkin alar, meaning the flower of a milkweed. El Visumbu Padara talks about how light spreads on the western sky in a poetic reference to the sunset. The phrase Payana, referring to gently, still echoes 2000 years later in the southern districts of Tamil Nadu with a quaint word Paya. The word Vadandai refers to winds from the north, and Tuvalai refers to the drizzle that accompanies these winds. Next, we glimpse at Kudumbai or nest, a possible originator of the word Kudumbam or family. Andril, the red-naped ibis, a bird that seems to be a Sangam favorite, makes an appearance in this verse along with its inseparable pedai or female. The word Kai Aravu talks about a sense of helplessness. Let's understand the story behind this man's anguish. The man has seen a lady and fallen in love with her. In order to win her affection, it was custom for the suitors to gain the friendship of the lady's confidant. Even after repeated attempts, the man makes no headway in his mission to befriend the confidant. One day, seeing the confidant nearby, the man speaks as if to himself, saying, "Love has given me a palm horse. Gossip has given me a garland intertwined with the milkweed flower. Its radiant rays now diminishing as light spreads on the western sky. The life-giving sun has given me loneliness. On top of all this, gently, as the northern wind scatters raindrops, as the unreal bird that mates with its female in the nest cries aloud in a stirring note, this night gives me helplessness. What will become of me? Pitiable indeed I am." With these words, the man expresses the deep sorrow in his heart, hoping to earn the confidant's sympathy and also making a hidden request to help him win the lady's affection. In a world of constant distraction, many of us have forgotten the art of listening. Through this poem, let's take up that challenge and truly listen. The man talks about all the so-called gifts he has received in the days past. In a dejected voice, he talks about how his love for the lady has resulted in the humiliating fate of having to ride a horse made of palm leaves, leaving behind his dignity. Then he mentions how the wagging tongues in the town has given him the gift of a garland made of weed flowers, which is part of the Madaleridal ritual. His eyes then turn to the skies above, and he describes how the sun is diminishing and the light is diffusing across the western sky. He says the sun, which makes all life possible, has given him the gift of loneliness just then. As twilight fades and night treads into the scene, the drizzle of a cold northern wind touches the man's skin, and just then the bird song of an unreal bird cuddling with its female falls on his ears. This takes the man to the peak of his suffering, a feeling of utter helplessness, and all he can do is cry out aloud at his pitiable state, wondering how he could ever face all that misery. The highlight of this song is the inherent acceptance of a man's expression of pain. In a society where there are traces of toxic masculinity, where a man being open with his feelings is frowned upon, it's heartening to see how millennia ago, the same society acknowledged and accepted sensitive emotions in a man. When in agony, instead of reining it all in and suffering wordlessly, psychology tells us that expressing it out aloud relieves the suffering somewhat. When we find the words to describe the hurt, we acknowledge what's happening within. In this verse, the man points to all the objects in the world around that hurt him in that moment, and through that he takes the pain within and releases it into the world. Another striking aspect is how the extreme state of misery is not sorrow or tears, but a feeling of being unable to do anything about that. The human mind always yearns to work out a solution and is most miserable when things are out of its hands. In the man's case, whether the confidant heeds to his words or not, the mere expression would alleviate his pain, for what better therapy can there be to a wounded soul other than the expression of feelings within? Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.